Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Welcome back. Sure good to have you in camp with us today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Phone number here in the camp house, if you want to reach us, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. And the website, you need to know this, bbkoradio.com. BBKO, like Big Billy Kender Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. Anything you hear us talking about on the show, you'll find a corresponding story or more information at bbkoradio.com. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care gentles the overactive dog over time. It's not a drug that's going to put your dog in a stupor. Nothing like that. But very gently over time, it settles the overbarker, the overjumper. Learn more about Calming Care and get $5 off your next order at bbkoradio.com. When you tune in to Big Billy Kender Outdoors week to week, you never know where we're going to be or what we're going to be up to. We could be hunting white-tailed deer or maybe chasing walleye in South Dakota or catching big green bass down in Florida. But today, it's all about hand fishing for catfish. Okie noodling should be on the radar. It should. The big world championship should be taking place in the next few weeks, but it is not going to happen this year. The Okie Noodling Championship for 2020 has been canceled, victim of COVID-19. So we're going to look back and ahead and talk to some folks there in Oklahoma that hands-on catch catfish, big ones, with their bare hands. Guys like Tim Suki that I interviewed a couple of years ago.
Hey, Tim, welcome to the show. Sure good to have you here.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
You're laid up with an injury, so you're not going to be able to participate this year. But normally, if I wanted to get a hold of you, I'd have to look under a rock in a river somewhere.
That's true. Yeah, I broke both legs a year ago, April, and I didn't get to go last year or this year. But hopefully next year I'll be back.
Absolutely. You bet. Well, we're going to be praying for that and cheering for that. And, Tim, we want to talk to you about the art of noodling today. You've participated up until last year when you were injured in every single Okie Noodling contest since it started. How old were you when you first ran your arm up under a rock in a river somewhere and grabbed a catfish?
I believe I was about 10 years old.
No kidding. Did it scare you half to death?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous for the first 10 years, no kidding, until I was about 20. Then I caught a few big fish, and it's, you know, got a lot easier after you see what's under there and know nothing's really going to hurt you.
Tim Suki from a couple of years ago, one of the longtime competitors in the Okie Noodling Contest, which will not happen this year, but will be back on the schedule next year, third weekend in June. More from Tim a little later on, plus Jennifer Samford to talk to us more about noodling, the world championship in Oklahoma. I'm glad you're here. Make yourself at home. We saved that chair for you. In camp with us today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Hey, this has got to feel good. FLW anglers back on the water this weekend, Pickwick Lake. They started on Thursday, and they'll wrap it up today. Florence, Alabama. Oh, it's different. Fans are being encouraged to stay home and watch online instead of showing up for the takeoffs and the weigh-ins. But they're fishing. First FLW tournament since all competition was paused in mid-March. If you want to catch that weigh-in today, flwfishing.com, or just come see me at bbkoradio.com. Chippewa County, Michigan, 56-year-old Kurt Johnston Duncan of Pickford, Michigan. He was arraigned the other day in Chippewa County's 91st District Court on 125 wildlife misdemeanor charges following a months-long investigation by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Law Enforcement Division. Duncan faces charges that include illegally harvesting 18 wolves over the past 18 months and killing and disposing of 3 bald eagles. Wolves are protected in Michigan. They're on that federal endangered species list. Bald eagles? Come on, man. Protected under state law as well as the federal Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. He could get 90 days and up to $1,000 each for the wolves. 90 days and $1,000 each for the eagles. Restitution of $1,500 per eagle, $500 per wolf. 90 days in jail and a $500 fine each for the other wildlife crimes. Those other species involved in the charges include killing deer, turkey, bear, and bobcat. Department of Natural Resources law enforcement detectives said that Duncan was using the animals for a variety of reasons, including crafts, selling, or just disposing of them, and stated that he was catching the animals because he could, and he likes to do it. I wonder how he'll like it if the Chippewa County Prosecuting Attorney's Office gets that $30,000 in restitution that they're looking for those animals. Hey, people are getting great results using calming care on their overactive dogs. It very gently over time settles the overbarker, the overjumper. And if you'll come see me at bbkoradio.com, I'll save you $5 on your next order.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, which is very seldom, I'm thinking about it or dreaming about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. God bless America.
The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world. Physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you've had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and opt it for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey. And for years, I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting.
Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, "The tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon."
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
We knew you were coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Hey, jump in the pickup with me and let's head for West Texas. That's where I caught up with a fella named Barefoot Bob Richardson some years ago. He's a West Texas legend, tougher than a dadgum boot. We met on the side of a farm-to-market road in the middle of nowhere. I was headed west to east from a quail hunt. He was headed south to north from catching wild hogs all night, and we met in the middle.
Barefoot Bob catches pigs. He doesn't shoot them. He catches them. Man, that's tough stuff there now. How do you dodge them tusks?
Well, as a general rule, when they're wearing a bulldog for an earring, they ain't that bad. However, we had a man fighter that drugged 2 bulldogs, run my son down, got him down, and worked him over big time. Cut him 6 times.
Oh, my. How's he doing?
He's all right. Yeah. Cut him in both thighs, cut him in the cheek of his butt, and twice in the ribs and in his shoulder.
My goodness.
He was throwing him 4 foot in the air.
Woo!
And still, the dogs never turned loose. They still had him.
Yeah. How many did you catch last night?
We caught 9 last night. Sellers.
Yeah.
Plus some little ones.
Now, is that a good night?
That's an excellent night.
Yeah.
5 of these were big bladed boars that'll bring over $100.
What you do is you run them with the dogs, you let the dogs catch them, and then you come in and do what?
Well, you run in and try to get behind them, and you grab your tail with your left hand and the back foot with your right hand, and you flip them over on their side and tie their 4 feet together.
Sounds easy enough. I want to go sometime, but I'm going to watch you from the pickup. what's the craziest thing you've ever seen happen on a pig hunt?
Well, my 5th of the fattest sister... I had a boyfriend out of New Jersey.
I'm not going to mention any names. My 5th to the fattest sister.
Yeah. We went hog hunting one time, and we caught a big boar. And we were carrying him out on the army stretcher because the brush was real thick.
Yeah.
And we'd carry him about 50 yards is all you could handle because he weighed about 300, and there was just the two of us. And then when we'd rest, he'd set the cot on the ground, an old army stretcher. And I'd sit on the hog's butt, and he'd stand there and blow until we could go again. Well, after about 10 or 12 rest periods, I sat on the butt, and he walked around there and sat on the head.
Uh-oh.
Well, this mad boar with a butt stuck in his face just latched on. Well, he took off running, and he was dragging the stretcher. Now, 2 of us could barely carry it, but he could drag it. That's about the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I guess so. To you.
I didn't think it was that funny.
Hey, it's been real droughty out in this part of the country. What's that going to do to our deer and their horn development this year?
The best bucks on a dry year when they still get enough to eat. A deer can only eat so much and get so much nutrition. Without the high protein rations, if you've got a lot of moisture content in your forage, he could still only eat 10 pounds. If it's 70% moisture, he's not going to get as much good as if it's 50% moisture. So we could have a outstanding deer year. The burn has moved them around a lot. It's concentrated on what didn't burn. Of course, all Texas didn't burn, but probably a third of Stonewall County burnt. Half of our ranch got burnt and half of it didn't. It's going to concentrate all the deer from the burn right now are in the unburn. Now, if we can just get a little rain and green it back up, they'll move back to their home range. But right now, I mean, it killed mesquite trees full size.
Yeah. You've had some terrible fires out here. We've had them in my home county over in Palo Pinto and the outpost where I hunt, where half part of our ranch is burned. It's just affecting everybody. What do these animals do when they first sense that smoke? You watch this wildlife a lot.
Yeah, the quail, of course, we were right in the middle of it, but the quail would fly about three times away from the fire. And, you know, each flight would get a little short because I was watching them. They'd fly two to four times, and then the last flight, when they were really tired, they'd fly back through the flame, fly right back through it.
You're kidding me.
Of course, they were pairing up, so you only had small coveys or five or six or pairs. And if it was a pair or a covey, they all went back through it.
Did they survive?
I'm assuming they did because I'm seeing more quail now than I ever did before the fire. Wow. Of course, the coveys are broke up into pairs, so you see a lot more. And when you look out there and you can see 500 yards, you see quail that you didn't see when it was grass. If we can get an inch and a half of rain during May to get a little bit of nesting cover, because it burned up a lot of our snakes, a lot of our rats, all the brush piles and the coons. Right after the fire, the next day after the fire, I just drive around and see them coons. They'd be in the tallest tree they could with all the hair singed off of them.
Man.
So, you know, it hurt the coons. The turkeys, I never found a dead turkey. And the hens were already sitting. And actually, I've got three turkey nests spotted that were sitting. And I can see them now because it's like everything around them burnt except their nest. I guess they had it packed. But it's the one tiny little circle of brown with eggs in it. Now, they're still sitting on them eggs right out in the broad open.
Are they really?
I'm anxious to see if they're going to hatch.
Give me a call. Let me know how that goes. I'd love to.
I got 18 days to go after they were burnt over. And they had to be sitting before the burn over. So in 18 days, I'll know if they're going to hatch or not.
I'll be darned. That's very interesting.
What? They're out in black. As far as you can see, there ain't a sprig of nothing, and she's still sitting on that nest.
I'll be darned. That is amazing to me. I just figured those eggs would burn up, and that was over.
I'm sure they didn't burn up, but might have cooked them.
Let me ask you this, Bob. If your dogs catch a 350-pound hog, a big one, a sure enough big one, do you send your son in to flip him?
Whoever gets there first, but he can outrun me now. 15 years ago, if we went over a mile, I could outrun him, but I can't see which way he went now.
Bob, you come across a lot of rattlesnakes out like this. Have you ever been bit?
Five times.
Five times. Mercy. Ever get dangerous? Like, could lose your life?
I never went to a doctor.
Really?
My son was bit two or three years ago, and my ex-wife, his mother, liked to try to kill me because he wouldn't go to the doctor.
So you just got over it?
Yeah. I've never, you know... You hardly ever lose a dog to a snake bite, and as long as you don't go getting crazy and start cutting yourself up like a lot of people do. You know, you see all these horror stories with the guy's arms all swollen up to here, and he's got slices all over it. That's usually self-inflicted. He goes to panic and cutting himself up, trying to let poison out, and all he's doing is letting it in.
So you just sit still and let time pass a little bit and not get too excited, and you got over it.
Yeah, if you can take the last snake bite, which is right here on the thumb, and it's still got a hard spot.
Yeah.
There was a dog food sack in front of neighbor's house, and, you know, it'd be a good way for me to be blamed for a dog food sack being out. So I reached down and picked it up, and there's a rattlesnake under it, and it hit me in the thumb. Got me with one thumb.
How long ago was that?
That was 3 years ago.
Okay.
Right after the drought.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rick Snipes was his name.
Yeah.
So I went to his house, and he had some Benadryl. I took 10 Benadryl, and that thing didn't get no bigger than a sausage.
You're tougher than a boot. You know that? Oh, man, I learn something every time I'm around you, Bob.
If you can get Benadryl immediately, it makes a big difference. We carry it injectable for our dogs.
Right, okay.
If a dog gets snake bit and you inject him within 5 minutes or 2 minutes, he don't even swell up.
You didn't go to the vet and get those, you know, they've got those rattlesnake vaccines for our dogs now. You didn't go get one of those in yourself, did you, to protect?
I didn't, and I'm not sure about, it can't hurt the dog, that's for sure.
Right.
But I've seen some dogs swell up really bad that had the venom, and I've seen some that didn't swell up that didn't. Yeah. I don't think it makes a big difference. It may help, but and even some of the vets I've talked to, they're jury's out.
Bob, you've spent your entire life out in the pastures and the woods and studying wildlife and hunting and fishing. Is it still as exciting to you to get out now as it was when you were a kid?
Maybe more so.
Really?
I don't have many years left, and I want to use them the best I can.
He's quite a character. Barefoot Bob Richardson out in West Texas. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Forta Flora, America's number one canine probiotic. It's from my friends at Purina. If you own a dog, you should keep Forta Flora handy because, hey, all of our dogs get into the trash, eat something they shouldn't, suffer from GI upset from time to time. And Forta Flora fixes that. Hey, we're going to take a little break, stretch our legs, but when we come back, it's a Dallas Safari Club Expo memory. We're taking a trip to Newfoundland.
Hi, this is Kurt Busch, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Purina Pro Plan, we know that for a lot of you, your field trial and test season has come to an abrupt and early stop. We feel it as well. But we're all in this together, including our bird dogs. This is an uncertain time, and here at ProPlan, we're doing everything we can to make sure your dogs will have nutritious ProPlan performance formula in the weeks and months ahead. We're working in our U.S. plants, keeping a safe distance from each other to make the various ProPlan formulas that fuel your champion and continue to provide industry-leading quality and safety checks at every step with every batch. We know that increased demand has led to some empty shelves, and we'll continue working hard to make sure that you can find ProPlan products on shelves and online. And we're sending pet food and support to our shelter partners who are working hard as well. Hey, thanks for choosing ProPlan. We appreciate you. Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com. Covey's Promotions in Grapevine, Texas, since 1995 has been an industry leader in screen printing, embroidery, and promotional product sales. Covey's Promotions provides unique and creative custom designs, great prices, and quality products for your business, school, large group needs, or any occasion. We can design the perfect logo for your needs while working to ensure that everything fits your timeline and budget. Learn more at Covey'sPromotions.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more.
handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry, you're on solid ground for the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
There are so many ways to catch this show that it tickles me how it happens sometimes. Like this, we got a note this week from Don Woodell in the province of Alberta, Canada, who listens to the show each weekend by way of a radio station online out of Greenville, Mississippi. Don, thanks for listening. Sure do appreciate it. I bet it's beautiful springtime up there in Alberta. Hey, wherever you're listening to this show today, and however you're listening, online, on air, on demand, thanks a lot. We appreciate you spending a little time in the camp house with us at Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, your host, and thank you again for being here. We're catching big catfish with our hands today. We're going to be talking more to Tim Suki in Oklahoma. He has competed many times in that catfish hand fishing tournament that they have up there every year, except this year, COVID-19 has caused cancellation of the Okie Noodling Championship. It'll come around next June, Lord willing, but this year has been canceled. But we're talking about it with Tim coming up in just a few more minutes. Right now, though, it's a DSC Expo memory. There are so many outfitters from around the globe each year at Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. A wealth of information, no matter where you want to go or what you might want to do, there's not just an option there at DSC Expo. There are many options. I had a good visit with Brad LeDrew, Arlec Outfitters, Newfoundland, and I'm just betting this is a destination that you and your entire family would enjoy.
Hey, Brad, welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Thanks. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really well, and I wanted to talk to you because I've had outfitters from all over the globe on the show before, but never Newfoundland, and, man, that intrigues me right off the bat. A, let's just talk about the beauty of Newfoundland. Newfoundland, can you find a more beautiful place on planet Earth to hunt?
It's real nice. You know, it's very rugged, but at the same time, the beauty in Newfoundland is fantastic. And the people is what bring you back there. The people in Newfoundland know to be very nice, very funny. Actually, our humor is probably what we use more than anything.
Yeah.
So, we do a real good job with moose hunting in Newfoundland. And you can also do woodland caribou and black bear hunting. We do also Atlantic salmon and brook trout.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, and actually, and snowmobiling. So
yeah.
We do a bunch of things to bring tourism and tourists to our province.
Your area. Yeah, okay. Well, and guys, if you're having a hard time getting your wife to travel with you while you go and hunt it, and you're having trouble getting permission, I would think Newfoundland would be, hey, that's a slam dunk with the wife. She wants to go.
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of our guests come with non-hunting guests, and actually what we're getting now is a lot of wives are coming wanting to get a moose, and their husbands are coming along with them. So it's a big switch. So either way, it's fine with us. We don't,
yep.
Our lodging where we have is fantastic. We have nice lodges with, actually, we even have Wi-Fi internet at all of our lodges. Fantastic bedrooms. All of our rooms for hunters are 2-on-1, two hunters per one bedroom.
Yep.
But when couples comes, of course, you have your own bedroom, great cook, and the whole thing is made for couples, and a great outdoor experience.
Yeah, so you guys aren't afraid of a family showing up and coming over. You can take care of that.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, let's talk about your moose. Obviously, you guys are very famous for your moose. What kind of quality can we expect to see when we come hunt with you?
When you're looking at adult moose in Newfoundland, you're looking at anything between mid-30s, mid-40s, up to a 50, 55-inch bull. You know, and that's a good standard in Newfoundland. So, you know, but, you know, when you come to Newfoundland, what you're also going to find is that we also have a lot of the smaller, but the quality of animal is a nice big animal, well taken care of. In Newfoundland, we have more food, I guess, in cover than any other place, and they've adapted very well.
Yeah. What strain or what species of moose do you guys have there?
It's the Eastern Canadian moose, so it's Canadian moose. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you say 30 to 50 inches, you're talking about a very nice moose for the species.
Most definitely, and nice big-bodied animals as well, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, you bet. You said we could go fishing while you're there. Are we going to be river fishing? What are we doing? Is this salt water? What are we going to do?
In Newfoundland, you have the ability to do saltwater fishing for codfish and mackerel, different other species in the saltwater. You also have Atlantic salmon and brook trout in the freshwater, in the rivers and lakes. You can do a bit of both.
Yeah. You can surf and turf, I'm sure, do a little hunting in the morning, fishing in the afternoon, vice versa.
You can do that. The thing is, what happens in Newfoundland is that once our rifle season starts, our fishing in the lakes and streams stop. So okay. That's the only thing we can do.
Okay. What time of year should we come? I know you guys can get a little chilly.
Yes. What we offer actually is three different seasons of activities. We offer our fishing, which is end of June to the 1st of August. We offer September, October with our hunting, and of course we offer March and April for snowmobiling.
Okay. Do you have an on-location fly shop or supplies nearby if we need a little something?
Our lodges, actually, we have enough supplies at our lodges to keep everybody going.
Okay.
We also have small tackle shops close by where we take all of our guests to make sure that they're taken care of. We also have rifles at the lodges, and when we do snowmobiling trips, we even rent snowmobiles to our guests.
Okay. Man, I tell you what, the food's good, the hunting's good, the fishing's good, the snowmobiling's good. I'm having a hard time finding anything bad about this, man. This is a good deal, Brad. If folks want to come with you, how early should they look at booking a trip? Is this something they can, on a whim, say, you know what, I'm going to Newfoundland next week and book that, or how long do you like to see it booked in advance?
For us, we'd like to see it booked at least 1 year in advance. You know, you can wait and try to get a spot, but if you want a prime spot, or if you want to, you know, want to make sure that, you know, your holidays are taken care of around the dates, I would book out at least 1 year in advance.
Okay, let's talk about your bears for just a moment. You guys hunt black bears in Newfoundland, and I'm guessing that with the kind of habitat you guys have there, that the numbers are tremendously good.
Yeah, numbers in Newfoundland are good for black bears. What we're actually known in Newfoundland, our adult black bears get up to 650 pounds.
Wow.
And at the same time, we're also known for the head circumference to be bigger than most other places in North America besides Western Canada. For
sure. Yeah. It's going to be a special place to hunt. I know you can hunt a black bear many places here in North America, but wow, what a trip, what a couple's trip to Newfoundland. And You know, it's affordable. When you start looking at trips and safari and different opportunities around the globe, it's doable for a lot of folks.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. What we want to make sure is that everybody's taken care of. When we put together a package, we want to make sure that when you pay the price, that's the price. That's for everything included, you know, your taxes and your tags and your license fees, your food, lodging, helicopter, because we helicopter to and from our lodges for hunting and fishing. So all those different costs to people, there's no other charters that we need to do. We want to put together a package that's easy to understand and that takes care of all the fine details.
Turnkey, if you want to know more, give Brad a call, or better yet, take a look at the website, which is?
ArlukOutfitters.com, A-R-L-U-K.
Spell that one more time.
ArlukOutfitters.com.
Brad, good talking to you, and don't be surprised if I show up on your doorstep with my fly rod in my hand one of these days.
Hope to see you there.
A DSC Expo memory, Brad LeDrew. Arluck Outfitters, Newfoundland. Boy, does that sound good right now after all of this stay home, stay safe. Hey, we're going to take a little break, but then we're coming back to Tim Suki in Oklahoma, talking about hand fishing for giant catfish.
Hey, everybody, it's Edwin Evers, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, I told you to tie on a jig. What's going on?
I learned years ago that nobody but nobody can make wild game taste better than my friend Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. I also learned years ago that I need to keep a feral hog in my freezer at all times because Joe works magic with them.
Well, basically, you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good, and people don't think so. But, you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller, and then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. They take less than 4 minutes to cook them in a microwave, or you can steam them. But if you steam them, it's just like you just made them. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
After your successful hog hunt, it's got to be Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, President of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting,
the best free-range access deer hunting in the world. My favorite, by the way. Plus native whitetails and turkey. And some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kender. This is Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us in the camp house today. Typically, during a normal year, in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, they'd be having their big celebration every June. It's the World Championship Noodling Event, hand fishing for catfish. But COVID-19 has erased the Okie Noodling Championship from the calendar this year. Tim Suki has participated a bunch, won it as well. And I talked to him about the event a couple of years ago. After hearing what he has to say, you just might want to put the Okie Noodling Championship and Festival on your 2021 calendar.
Have you been bitten by anything other than a catfish before when you reached up under into a hole?
Well, not under the hole. Now, I've bit by snakes, but not in the hole. And I've been nipped at by a turtle. I got a hold of a beaver once, but luckily I didn't get bit by him. But as far as up in the hole, there's nothing going to be in there that can't get air, so, you know, there's no reason for a turtle or a beaver to be standing there, so you don't got to worry about them.
I want to hear about the beaver episode. Did you grab a beaver somewhere?
Yeah, I was in a river, and there was it wasn't a rock, it was just a clay hole. It was a beaver hole, but the fish will get in the beaver holes, and I reached up in there, and I had a pair of gloves on, and I felt something awkward. I should have known right away, but I'm like, that feels like a beaver tail. And well, sure enough, it was.
Wow. I can't believe he didn't spin around and bite the fire out of you.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, obviously, this fascinates folks, including me. What's your big catfish that you've hand-fished?
The biggest one I've ever caught personally was 72 pounds.
Oh, my word. Tell me about it, Tim. When you reach up in there and grab that catfish, are you grabbing him by the lower jaw, or are you running your arm down his throat? What do you do?
Well, a lot of people do it down their throat, but sometimes you can damage your gills. Some people go through the mouth and will come and try to go out through the gill plates, but those are really sharp. They're worse than the teeth, but I always just grab him by the lower jaw, try to get both hands on the lower jaw and pull him up to the front of the hole, then start sliding him out of the hole and try to get one leg wrapped around him if it's a big fish, and keep him under control like that, then come to the surface and have one of your partners put a stringer in him.
Oh, my goodness. Now, any catfish I've ever caught is going to roll like an alligator and try to booger things up. Isn't he doing that with your arm?
Yes. That's why you want to try to get two hands on his lower jaw if you can, because they're way strong. And when they start spinning, if you just got one hand in his mouth, if it's a big fish, more than likely you're not going to hold him.
No. And if you do hold on.
Lower jaw.
And if you do hold on to him, he's liable to twist your arm completely off, I would think.
Yeah, I've had some big fish. I'm not a small guy. I'm 6'3", 250. And I've had him spin my wrist to the point where he's coming off or he's breaking your wrist.
Yeah, let him go at that point. Oh, my goodness. Hey, that very first Okie Noodling contest back in 2000, hard to believe that this has been going this long and just keeps growing. How many contestants were there? What was the crowd like?
Well, that first year, it was at a little local barbecue house in town, and I'm guessing there was probably, I don't know for a fact, around 40 contestants or 40 teams. And back then you could have three fish to a stringer. Then they had a big fish contest, and it was nice, and I thought that was a lot of people. But, you know, today it's grown into, well, I think I read last year's attendance was 15,000, and they had to move it to the park, and it's like a big carnival now. It's really grown.
How many contestants will show up this year, do you think?
I'm guessing they'll have over 100 teams, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my word. It's amazing how this thing has grown. And when you mentioned that little barbecue shop, Bob's Pig Shop, I've been there several times, brother. That's worth a little diversion off I-35 when you're traveling through. That's pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's really good food. Bob, I believe he's passed away, and he was a really great guy. I think he and Brad Beasley got this thing going years ago, and it really worked out for him.
Yeah, it sure did. Now, when you talk about a noodling team, what are these team members' responsibilities? How many are on a team, and what do you guys do?
Well, basically, I believe when you sign up, you just put one of your names down and pay your entry fee. And, of course, you know, I've been noodling by myself, but that's really not recommended. You usually have, you know, one or two guys, and, you know, some people have five or six guys, and they're just assist you looking for holes and carrying stringers and just helping you do all the work. And but when you go into the tournament to weigh in, you know, it's the team is under your name, but, you know, it's not – a one-man event, you know, you've got a lot of people with you that you couldn't do it without.
Yeah, for safety reasons and work reasons both.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a lot of work, especially if you catch some big fish and you got to, you know, take them in your live well. They have to be alive when you check them in. You got to keep that fish alive, and, you know, it's sometimes it was 111 degrees one year, and you got to get that fish, you know, maybe 2 or 3 hour drive back to Paul's Valley.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us, for folks that might just be listening to this in Alabama or Florida, and they think, you know, I want to try that okey noodling. What are some good waterways? Do you prefer rivers over lakes? Any particular rivers?
Well, you know, the Red River is good, and the Washita River is good. There's the North Canadian good. I mean, there's just a lot of rivers in the state that have some big fish, but that's how I started, was in rivers, but I've moved on to lakes now. It's just a lot easier. You can get in your boat and, you know, be from one hole to the next hole in just in a few minutes and not have to walk up and swim up and down these rivers. That's a lot of work. That's for young people.
I bass fish and crappie fish a lot, and I mark my brush piles, and I mark structure, and I mark good spots and drop-offs, et cetera. I guess you catfish guys do the same thing with your noodling holes, huh?
Yeah, you kind of will focus on something on the bank that you remember, like a big tree or some rock formation. You don't really want to mark it very obviously. You know, of course, you don't want no one robbing your fish holes. So everybody says it's their holes, and it's really not, but you just don't want to publicize your hole to everybody by, you know, sticking a sign up there.
Yeah. When you catch a 30, 40-pound catfish out of a hole and you remove that fish, will another fish likely come in and use that next year or the same year?
Well, more than likely that same year, if it's a really good hole, there will be a fish in it, you know, within a few days. I've seen them come in the same day, and I've gone back for 2 weeks and before they got back in there. But if it's a good hole, there will be another fish find it.
Now, are they going in that hole to spawn? Is it spawning time?
Yes, yes. The blue cat and the channel cat always seem like they start a little earlier, water temperature around 70, or low 70s, and the flatheads will usually fall off within a few weeks.
Well, you're nursing injuries on your legs, and you're trying to get healed back up so that you can go stick your hand under a rock in a river somewhere, and you're my
right
kind of guy. I like that. I hope you heal up quickly and that we're calling your name on that stage next year.
I sure hope to be. We won that first year, the 2000. We won it then. We won first place in the scuba division. They do have a scuba and a natural division. And the older I've got and the more pressure the people put on these holes, you know, we started going deeper to find holes just regular people can't get to. And it sure has started paying off.
Oh, really? How deep will a catfish go to spawn?
The deepest I've ever caught one, and it was a near 60 pounder, and it was I think it was 18 foot deep. you get much deeper than that in the water, you get that thermocline, and it, the water just turns colder and colder, and, you know, it's just too cold for them down that deep.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Very good. Well, hey, man, we greatly appreciate your expertise on the show today, and we do wish you good luck and quick healing.
Well, thank you very much. I need it.
Tim Suki in Oklahoma, Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, talking about noodling, hand fishing, hogging, cat daggling, grappling, whatever you want to call catching catfish by hand. Hey, we're going to take a little break, stretch our legs. I'll see you back here in a minute.
Warm campfire is always the gathering spot, no matter the weather. Tall tales and life's tough spots get worked out here. This is Big Billy Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to this camphouse at Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender. Sure good to have you here with us today. This corner of the camphouse brought to you by Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. You know what? I bought one of the very first bags of Pro Plan Performance ever built, ever made. They're in St. Louis at One Checkerboard Square. That's been more than two decades ago. And I still feed Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. No need to change. 30% protein, 20% fat. Guys, it is the absolute best fuel that you can give your hard-working dog or hunting dog. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores there in Arkansas and Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. This is interesting information for all of us, no matter where you stand on gun ownership and the Second Amendment in the United States. But I particularly want to share this information with folks who are in the middle. You're neither anti-gun, nor do you own a gun or have much opinion one way or the other on gun ownership and whether it should exist in the United States. I just want you to listen with an open mind for just a minute. April 5, 2019, just over a year ago, New Zealand's Arms Amendment Act 2019 advanced from its first reading in Parliament, targeting New Zealand's law-abiding gun owners by unilaterally halting the sale of semi-automatic centerfire firearms that utilize detachable magazines to legal gun owners. In order to enforce this ban, the legislation provided for a firearm confiscation scheme. Law-abiding New Zealand gun owners were forced to turn their lawfully acquired property over to the government for a set amount of compensation. Compliant gun owners were treated to poor compensation and a breach of their personal data. According to Radio New Zealand, publishing figures it had obtained from New Zealand's government, the rates of gun crime and killing using guns since this confiscation have been the highest levels in a decade. Again, proof that confiscating guns from law-abiding citizens only puts us all at greater risk. The bad guys are not going to give up their guns. Sonny Fatu, he's the president of the Mongrel Mob Street Gang in New Zealand. He made it clear to the press that his gang and others have no intention of obeying gun laws. The gang leader said, "Will gangs get rid of their weapons? No. Because of who we are, we can't guarantee our own safety." Guns taken from law-abiding citizens in New Zealand. 1 year later, the highest gun crime and murder rate by gun in 10 years. The New Zealand government is seizing weapons from the wrong people. Back on May 2nd, Domingo Jimenez and Ramon Castillo from San Domingo, Dominican Republic, took off on a fishing trip. They were about 23 miles northeast of Cat Island, Bahamas. That's when a storm blew up, and somehow in the bad weather, they lost their outboard motor. They were stranded and adrift. It wasn't until May 19th that that a good Samaritan saw them, notified the Coast Guard, and the fishermen were rescued. That's 2 weeks and 3 days wondering if you'd live to see the next day. Life jackets, weather radios, marine radio, a boating plan, all of that is really important stuff. I heard about this story from the Fishing Wire one morning this past week. In Arizona, it's time to apply for the 2020 hunt permits and tags issued through the draw process for deer, fall turkey, fall javelina, bighorn sheep, fall bison, and sandhill crane. All applications must be received by the Arizona Game and Fish Department no later than 11:59 p.m. Arizona time, Tuesday, June 9. That's just a little over a week away. 89% of the field trial champions across North America are Purina ProPlan performance dogs. 89% ProPlan performance. 30% protein, 20% fat. The best fuel, hands down, that you can give your dog. It and the other ProPlan formulas are at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Things are starting to open back up again. Real good news here in Texas. Sea Center, Texas in Lake Jackson, down by the coast. And the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center in Athens, out in East Texas, partially reopened to the public this past week. Both facilities, of course, will have enhanced safety measures that comply with CDC guidelines and Governor Abbott's executive orders. Sea Center Texas is open 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., Tuesdays through Saturdays. Make sure you don't have a group larger than 5 people, except for families living in the same household. And please bring your masks with you. The Texas Freshwater Fishery Center in Athens, open 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Wednesdays through Saturdays, 1 till 4 on Sundays. Same rules, bring your masks, no large groups, social distance, grin and have fun. Hey, I'm going to make a little run to the coffee pot, but when I come back, we're going to spend a couple of minutes with two bass fishing legends, Hall of Famers, and it's story time, fishing catch and release, with our Camp House storyteller, the great Ray Sasser.
Hey, everybody's old mountain man. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure enough thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world, physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you've had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
They call it Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch.
So the Couples by the Creek is an event we do once a month. It is a time where there's no kids allowed, so the parents can come out for a great evening. We bring them all into the arena and start out shooting in here. We get the skeet shooting going, archery tag. Joe and Nola do a phenomenal dinner afterwards. All your food, all the bow rentals. You can bring your own equipment if you'd like, but you don't have to. Most of the people that come to the Couples by the Creek have never shot a bow. And we have groups of ladies that come, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a couple. We've had 4 or 5 guys come together. So it's just a night away from the kiddos, get out and have a good time and have a safe time. But we have a DJ usually afterwards. Let's play some music, get a little dancing going with a great meal to follow.
Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's the dangdest date you've ever taken her on. And she just might fall in love with bow shooting or with you. That's okay. Cinnamon Creek Ranch has the largest archery pro shop on planet Earth, and we do weddings. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
crappie anglers. Tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Been dropped off in a remote wilderness where the bears outnumber people 10 to 1, and the mosquitoes have been known to carry off full-grown moose? Lucky, join us in camp and tell us about it at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Thanks a lot for spending a little time in the camp house with us. We greatly appreciate that. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula for your dog, specifically built for your dog, no matter the age or the lifestyle, or even the physical condition. Itchy coat, no problem. Joint health, got you covered. Intolerance to grain, yep. Purina Pro Plan, it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. The Bassmaster Elites have only once held one tournament on 2 different lakes at the same time. That was back in 2016 in Arkansas on Bull Shoals Lake and Norfolk Lake. They'd fish one lake one day, the other the next. From a spectator's perspective, I loved it. I was there. But how about the fishermen? How about the Bassmaster Elites? Well, here's a couple that have been around a while and know what they're talking about, Paul Elias and Shaw Grigsby.
I've got a couple of guys here that are brand new on this bass fishing tour. Brand new to all this. Are your knees knocking a little bit, Paul Elias, when they send you off in the morning?
You know what? They still do.
They still do. It's still fun and exciting, or you wouldn't do it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Shaw Grigsby, what is, I want to ask both of you guys this. Both of you guys have done it 3 times apiece and seen it 16 times apiece, everything that can happen. What's the one thing you dread the most, the number one scenario out on the water that you don't like, you hope it doesn't set up that way?
You know, probably since we've been doing it so long, I really don't have much of that, but probably the worst is high, you know, like water rising and cold and muddy. That's probably my worst situation. Other than that, I really don't care.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. You guys just line up and go hit them in the mouth every week. Paul, how about you?
Well, you know, these kind of tournaments here are kind of hard on me, just sight fishing deals, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other ways to catch them, but,
right.
But I, you know, probably that's probably the worst thing I like to do, you know.
Yeah.
That and a lake where you got to pitch docks or something all day. I don't care much for that. You know, so.
Well, this is the first time Bass has ever had the two lakes, one tournament deal. What do you think?
I thought it was pretty unique. What it really did was allow you to swing for the fence the day one. I mean, you don't have to hold anything back. It's not like you got to manage your fish. You just go catch everything you can catch. That was fun. Then come over to Bull, and that's the meat of it right there, and just catch everything you can catch because you really didn't have to hold anything back there.
Right.
And now you got to go back if you made the cut. So yeah. I kind of think it's a very unique thing, but it was fun.
I tell you what, from my perspective, watching you guys, I liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. Paul, what do you think?
I thought it was really good. Yeah. Logistically, it was a little bit of a hassle, but it was a neat deal. I'd like to see some more like it.
You know, a lot of people want to be in your shoes, guys. They want to be where you are. But there are some drawbacks because when you hit the road and go bass fishing, that's right when spring turkey season hits. Does that bother either one of you guys?
Yeah, I didn't even get a day this year. Usually I get to hunt 3 or 4 days a year, turkey hunting, and I didn't get any. So, yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah. Paul, you a turkey hunter?
I'm not. I don't hunt anymore. I just decided to quit doing it about 7 or 8 years ago.
Well, I know what you do, and that's share Jesus Christ on the back of your shirt, and I love that, brother.
Yeah, we both do. You got to have him. He's right by your side every day.
Absolutely. Shaw, thank you for your time,
thank
man.
You, sir.
Awesome watching you guys and catching up. Paul, thank you.
Thank you.
Those guys are pros. Pros. You've heard of a pattern within a pattern. Bass fishermen talk about it. Crappie fishermen talk about it. There are pros, and then there's guys like Paul Elias and Shaw Grigsby. We are blessed at BBKO Radio, and have been since day one, to have one of the greatest storytellers ever. My friend Ray Sasser was an outdoor writer for the Dallas Morning News for 3 decades. He penned 11 books on the great outdoors. A terrific wildlife photographer and just a great memory. He could take in a terrific hunt one day and sit down 3 days later and write about it in detail. Bring it back to life exactly like it was. You can almost smell the spring flowers and hear the turkey gobbling after Ray wrote about it. He's gone now, and we sure do miss him. But we're so blessed to have a lot of his stories recorded.
Since the weather warmed up, more than 1 million sport anglers dusted off their fishing gear and took advantage of Texas's abundant water and equally abundant game fish. Many anglers will keep a few fresh fish to eat, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that, as long as you abide by the legal size and daily bag limits set by Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. The majority of anglers today practice some form of catch-and-release fishing, however. Nearly every popular game fish species is protected by a minimum size limit, and fishermen have learned that it doesn't hurt, and it makes good conservation sense to release large fish. Big fish aren't as good to eat as their smaller counterparts. From the standpoint of conservation, trophy-sized fish are important because everybody would like to catch one or more, and it takes years to grow a big fish. The bottom line is that sportsmen have too much time invested in a big fish to kill the fish. If the Toyota Sure Lunker program has taught us anything else, it's proven that trophy fish can be recycled. Besides, if you want a wall mount of the biggest fish you've ever caught, you don't have to kill the fish. Simply take a good photo of your catch along with length and girth measurements and get the details to a taxidermist who specializes in replica fish mounts. A good taxidermist can make a replica that looks just like your fish. The replica mount lasts longer than the skin mount. Fish replicas are a classic example of having your cake and eating it too. Who knows, maybe you'll be lucky enough to catch the big fish again next year, bigger than the first time. More likely, the biggest fish you ever caught could wind up somebody else's biggest fish, etc. In spite of everything that's been learned and shared by Parks and Wildlife Fisheries biologists, some anglers refuse to do it right, however. The Sure Lunker crew is the closest thing in Texas to a triage group for fish. They know what to do to keep these fish alive and healthy. Keep in mind that any big fish is a senior citizen. A 15-pound bass is probably 10 years old and cannot survive the same rough treatment as a 3-year-old fish. My pet peeve is anglers who continue to hoe very big bass by the lower lip, supporting the fish's considerable weight with an exaggerated lip grip that rolls the fish's lip out and stresses the jaw. Anglers do this to make the fish look bigger. Parks and Wildlife long ago identified the practice as damaging to a big fish's jaw, and Sure Lunker program director David Campbell said it may be damaging to smaller fish as well. Another pet peeve is anglers who caught the fish of a lifetime but aren't willing to disrupt their fishing day to transport the fish to a marina with certified skills so they can weigh the fish. Instead, they stick the fish in a live well and continue to fish for several more hours, including running the boat all around the lake. That's a lot of stress for a big fish. Bass boat live wells are better than ever, but they're not really designed for fish that measure 25 inches or longer. Even if the lake surface is calm, riding around inside a sloshing live well is stressful. If you plan to release the fish, you should stop fishing at once as soon as the lucky catch occurs and transport the fish to the marina as quickly as possible. Better yet, keep accurate scales and a digital camera in the boat. Weigh and photograph the fish yourself and get it back in the water as quickly as possible. Here are three tips from David Campbell to help a big fish survive being caught and released. Number one, don't handle the fish any more than necessary. You'll remove the fish's protective slime coat. Number two, don't hold the fish out of water any longer than you can hold your breath. If the wind is blowing, the fish's eyes can be damaged by as little as 20 seconds of exposure. Number three, hold the fish with both hands. One hand on its lower lip to secure the fish, the other hand under its belly to support the weight. Do these things, and the biggest fish you ever caught could very well be the biggest fish somebody else ever catches.
That's my old friend and our camp house storyteller, Ray Sasser. Hey, let's go grab a cup of coffee, and when we come back, we're headed back to Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, and the World Championship Noodling Competition.
Hi, I'm Chance Bryant with the University of Texas Bass Team. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and Thermal Night Vision Optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, get back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at DillonMANUF.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center.
And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care custody and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to camp with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Today, while you are enjoying time on the boat or maybe shoot a round of sporting clays, DSC will stand before your elected officials and remind them just how important your rights to hunt, fish, and shoot are. Even if you're not a member of DSC, we fight for you every day. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm excited to see events that are still on the calendar. They haven't been wiped out or erased or canceled yet. And one of those events is coming up in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Saturday, August 22nd at the Islita Resort and Casino. And that is the Dallas Safari Club New Mexico Annual Fundraiser Banquet. Fourth annual. How about this? Herb roasted venison tenderloin, wild king salmon, or if you're a little scared of the wild game, traditional beef filet mignon. The menu's just awesome, off the charts. Plus amazing prizes, hunt packages, fishing trips, domestic and worldwide resort vacations, Swarovski optics, firearms, artwork, Vortex optics. Lots of cool stuff in the live auction, the silent auction, the raffles. And you do not have to be a Dallas Safari Club member to attend. The fourth annual gala and fundraiser auction for the Dallas Safari Club, New Mexico. It'll be in Albuquerque, August 22nd. More details at bbkoradio.com. Hey, let's go to Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, home of the annual Okie Noodling Championship, and talk to Jennifer Sanford. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I found out just recently some very sad news that the 2020 Okie Noodling Championship is just not going to happen this year because of COVID.
It is. It is. We can add it to the laundry list of events and activities that COVID has claimed this year.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so sad, but a necessary decision.
Yeah. When normally is the Okie Noodling Championship?
We have it the third weekend of June. You know, and in some places the fish are doing their thing, and in other places the water's still a little too chilly. But for most waters in Oklahoma, the fish are spawning and the fish are on their nests, and so noodling is done at this time of year. So the third weekend in June is typically when we have it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Jennifer, I want you to explain to folks, because we're on all across the U.S. and Canada each week, and I know there are some people in Quebec scratching their head right now saying, what are catfish noodles? What is Okie noodling? What is this noodling thing? Explain it to folks who may have never been noodling before.
Well, it is a sport of fishing that you fish with your hands or feet. It has a lot of different names and a lot of different ways and methods that it's done, but traditionally it is passed down within family history and family culture, and it is a way that you fish for catfish, and it is a time period, just like any kind of other hunting and fishing, that catfish spawn at this time of year. And so the moms go in and they make a hole and they lay their eggs, and then they kind of guard those eggs and sit on those nests. And so that's how you are able to go in and noodle with your hands or your feet into craggy spots, muddy banks. We've got people that noodle around in lakes here in Oklahoma where they've had old pieces of dock or collapsed roadway, and so there's maybe rock and concrete and makes good places for them to hide and lay their eggs.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. It's a way to fish with your body.
Exactly.
No hooks. You're using your physical person as bait.
Yeah. So basically you go along the bank there, you find a hole in that bank where anything could actually live. It could be a beaver in there. And then you stick your hand or foot in there, and when that catfish bites your arm or your leg, you grab hold and pull him on out. That's
it, right?
You wrestle
it out. Yes, absolutely.
There you go. It's not for the faint-hearted now, Jennifer.
No, it's not. And probably that is why in the last 20 years, we've seen such a change of the sport. We had some people do documentaries, Okie Noodling and Okie Noodling 2 by Bradley Beasley, and those spawned some other shows that were on different networks, and turned noodling into kind of this backwoods type thing into an extreme sport. And that's why I feel like we are where we are today with the Okie Noodling Tournament and with noodling in general. The people that I see entering our tournament here, because I've been involved with our tournament for over 15 years, and it's interesting because it's a whole new generation of noodlers that we're seeing enter the tournament. A lot of the guys that noodled in the documentary and in the beginning and in those shows, they're still out there noodling, but they're guiding and they're making money in other ways because of their fame. And so we've got this whole new generation of up-and-coming noodlers that are choosing this as a sport, a way to get out into the outdoors, recreate, and enjoy nature.
Yeah, absolutely. And since that first documentary kind of put Okie Noodling on the map, the unofficial world championship, I'm going to call it the unofficial official world championship of noodling, has taken place every year in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. And that's what you were talking about, the third weekend in June every year, and not going to take place this year because of COVID. But because of the popularity and the notoriety that came from that first documentary, a festival started, and it has grown and grown and continues to grow. It's a pretty unique and amazing event, isn't it?
It is. It really is. It's sometimes I think things happen in communities and you create it, an event or a festival. You know, lots of towns have events and festivals and music things. And Oakey Noodling happened to our community kind of by happenstance. But who would have known that when they did that first documentary at the pig shop, at Bob's Pig Shop, that it would have developed into, we can draw 10,000 people into our community over the course of a weekend for this 2-day thing. We do a live concert typically on Friday night to kick things off, bring in big name entertainment, have a live concert in the park, and then now the festival is held all day long in our large regional park here at Wacker Park. And it's an all-day deal. We do the way that it works, the tournament, you as an individual, you enter either online or over the phone to you register. And then how it typically works is you have 24 hours prior to weigh-in on Saturday to go out, fish. You can be anywhere in the state of Oklahoma and fish and bring in your fish, and you have to bring it here to Paul's Valley to weigh your fish in. So basically it's kind of like fish all over in the waters of Oklahoma, bring your fish to Paul's Valley, you get up on stage, we weigh your fish in, you get to walk down the stage and show it off and have everybody look at it, and you can win big money. We give away thousands of dollars.
Yes, you do. We're going to continue our conversation with Jennifer Sanford after a trip to the coffee pot.
Hi, I'm Tachi Hayes.
I'm Cuz Strickland.
And when I'm not in the great outdoors,
I'm thinking about it.
In my mossy oak.
With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey. And for years, I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on Earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com. At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake. And our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my buffalo wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC. The hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot and the squirrel hunter with this .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. I'm Billy Kinder. Glad you're here. We've been talking about okie noodling, hand fishing for catfish, on the show today with some folks from there in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, home of the unofficial, official World Noodling Championship every year. But, hey, it's not going to take place this year because of COVID, normally scheduled for the third Saturday of June each year. And, hey, that's just too tight. Things are starting to open up now, but, boy, it takes a lot of time and planning to pull off a noodling world championship. Are you kidding? Come on. You don't just jump up today and say we're doing this tomorrow. So, not going to be able to do it this year. Next year. And I would urge you to put it on your calendar. Take the family to Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, a beautiful place not too far south of Oklahoma City, just off of I-35. Enjoy some giant catfish, some home cooking, and down-home fun. Third Friday and Saturday of June 2021. Let's go back to Paul's Valley, Oklahoma right now, pick up our conversation with Jennifer Samford. And, hey, Jennifer, did I just get lucky or what? A lot of people in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma could have spoken to us today about the Okie Noodling World Championship, but I was lucky enough to get Jennifer, who is very informative and very knowledgeable when it comes to Okie Noodling, hand fishing for catfish.
I know a lot of the noodlers. And so I kind of end up being a go-between between the tournament and noodlers. If we have somebody call up, like you, media, and they're like, hey, we want to speak to a noodler. Do you know somebody? Can you get us in contact with somebody? I'm like, yep, I know the noodler you need to talk to. Because not all people are media worthy.
You know, that's right.
They can't do an interview, and they can't maybe not talk on camera, and, or nor do they would they want to. So
sure.
I kind of am their liaison, and then we deal, because of what has happened with this tournament, we deal with international media and national media. We have people that want to come and do photography professionally, document things. I had a guy from New York this year that had already reached out and wanted to come and do some documentary photography. We've had film crews from China, Japan.
Wow.
We have had we've had a couple of different Japanese come enter and bring a crew, and they film the week leading up to and then do the tournament day. And so when you've got media and film crews that you're managing, we want to make sure that we know who all we've got here. And so I help to manage the media end of everything as well. So
sure.
It's really an interesting thing. You wouldn't believe we've had people come and want to interview to write stories, and so we just deal with all different kinds of media.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the catfish that folks are going to see if they come to the 2021 event and folks start bringing their catfish in. You can see some giants, can't you?
Yes, you can. I will say, just like any other type of sporting event, it's weather dependent. You know, we've had years where we've had super high water, not a lot of fish. We've had low water, lots of fish. We've had it really depends, but we always bring in big fish. It's nothing to have 30s, 40s, 50s pound catfish. and we've had over 70 pound catfish.
Yeah. Imagine that 70
Monsters.
Pound of grass holding
yeah.
your foot and twisting and turning and rolling like an alligator.
Well, not only that, but if, I mean, have you put your hand in the catfish mouth? I mean, fish's mouths are not smooth and no teeth. They're very barbed and kind of like sandpaper, and they'll just tear up your hand.
Yeah, so, it's not a pleasant deal, Jennifer.
No, no. And that's, again, that kind of goes back to the extreme sport of it all.
You bet. Well, let's talk about 2021 real quick so folks can go ahead and pencil it in their calendars, because next year is going to be a new and different year.
Yes, yes. COVID, please stay away. Everybody wants to get out and enjoy themselves and come to next year's tournament. It will be the third weekend of June. We will do it upright, just like we always do, with live music and lots of vendors. We have food trucks and we have different activities. We've got kids' activities. And last year we added a little catfish fishing area, so kids could actually try to catch, even with the rod and reel now, but some little catfish, and so there's stuff for everybody to do. We have different fun competitions that some of our sponsors coordinate for us, like a watermelon crawl and kind of some different relays and fun things for the crowd to get involved with. And always good music, good festival atmosphere, lovely huge shade trees, and bring out your blankets and enjoy the day in Paul's Valley.
You bet. Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, just north of the beautiful Turner Falls area there, south of Oklahoma City, and real close to I-35. Paul's Valley, just a couple of miles off the interstate, so easy to get to. Jennifer Sanford, sure do appreciate your time. I'm sorry that we're not going to be noodling in 2020, but we'll see you in 2021.
Yes, absolutely, and thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You are very welcome. That is Jennifer Sanford in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, spokeswoman for the annual Okie Noodling Championship, hand fishing for catfish. And if you have been inspired by today's show to maybe take up the craft, the art of catching catfish by hand. Don't forget the words that we had at the opening of the show from Okie Noodler Tim Suki. You might want to allow yourself a little time to build your confidence up.
How old were you when you first ran your arm up under a rock in a river somewhere and grabbed a catfish?
I believe I was about 10 years old.
No kidding. Did it scare you half to death?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous for the first 10 years, no kidding, until I was about 20. Then I caught a few big fish, and it's, you know, got a lot easier after you see what's under there and know nothing's really going to hurt you.
Tim, I got to hand it to you, brother. I think I'm going to give up before 10 years. If it takes that long to build the old confidence up, I'm out. Go buy me a set of golf clubs or something. Actually, I grew up in an area where we went noodling when I was a kid, but I never had a lot of success at it, and I never did get really comfortable running my hand up under a rock or in a hole in the side of that old Brazos River bank in Palapena County. I preferred a trot line or a rod and reel. Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today. And I want to thank you for joining us as well. I'd also like to say thank you to Tim Suki for joining us on the show, Jennifer Samford, Shaw Grigsby, Paul Elias, Brad LeDrew from Arlick Outfitters, Newfoundland, and Barefoot Bob Richardson out in West Texas. Hey, why don't you make plans to join us next time around right back here in this old camp house? Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.